You have joined the party chat.
Oh, yeah.
But he was having to say, like, F me.
Yeah, yeah. I saw that, and I was just like, what?
We're live now. We are live.
I was like, anyway. It's all part of the community that does it. Like, no, whatever.
But, yeah, and there's another dude. He was on there, like, hollering at his baby and everything. So, first, I'm like, they ain't that bad. But at the end, he looked at that baby and was like, shut the fuck.
Dear. What?
Oh, my God. Oh, you look here like that.
Dear, like, dear. I understand those stresses, though. I have controlled myself.
She said, look, I'm not going to do it, but I might.
I have.
And that's how it was at first. I'm like, he ain't that bad. But at the end, like, he was just like.
Yeah, I've controlled myself. But there are times when I look at him like.
Shut the front door.
I just want to say, shut the front door, you cinnamon toast.
Right. You lint liquor?
You lint liquor?
I don't love that commercial. I don't experience that yet.
Shut the front door. You lint liquor.
I don't have enough patience yet for that.
No.
I don't either, but I don't, but when you have your kids, like you'll get it. Like I can't be a teacher. I ain't got patience for that. I'd have been fired. Like,
oh, I can't. I will let you fail because you're not listening. Yep, I'm not repeating.
I would not care. Like, all right, I told you last.
It's like, oh, you failed this class? Oh, yeah, you should have been listening instead of talking.
Are you going to be that teacher that puts the notes on the test? Like, you should have done better? Like, yes. F, you should have done better.
I'm not saying nothing because I'm saying what I need to teach y'all.
We talked about this, Tommy, three times.
We talked about it. Y'all decided not to listen.
You decided not to listen.
What?
And you failed.
You failed.
And I'm calling home. Let me stop. Right.
Don't cry to your parent saying you don't know why. I'm
boy, calling home was the scariest thing for me.
For me, yeah, I used to give my teacher the wrong number. Then when I was probably right there, I get hella more in trouble.
Right?
Like, man, oh my God.
Wait, you. Oh, so you're. It's not like your
number.
So your teacher asked you for the number? It wasn't like they had the number.
They had the number on.
Oh, they asked me too.
No, they asked.
Oh, no. They had our parents.
That was some power ego trip right there.
At the beginning of the year. And they had that ish on file. The whole school, like,
right.
They had that.
Y'all think this was different.
Right?
Because afterwards I get home, I'm like, hey, how was school?
It was exciting.
You already know.
It's like Among Us when someone catches you and you're just like, I don't want to give it up. I want to see what they know first before I say anything.
What got me in school was that when they used to call my parents, it was over stuff that I wasn't even supposed to get in trouble for. Like I got in trouble in quotations because the teacher thought that I forged my parents' signature.
Oh, I did. Because
it apparently looks the same as my mom's, but I didn't. And so then she was like, oh, you forged. And I was like, no, I didn't. And then she was like, oh, we can call your mom. I said, go ahead, call her. And then she was like, what's the number? And then they called her at work. My mom cussed them out on the phone because she's like, I did do it. And then it was like, okay, you can go sit down. I'm like, thank you. Like, go call her. Like,
get out my face, lady. There's kids skipping school, okay?
Right.
Man, yo, my boy, we used to always, like, we'll plot them, like, one of us in the group. I never used to do it, but one of us in the group, we'll, like, all right, fifth period, we'll pull the fire drill. Soon as that bug get pulled,
you know,
everybody
hold on. Wait. I like how he threw it really fastly. Hold on. He threw it really quickly. It wasn't me. I didn't do it, but. And then
because, no, my boys are doing it. Because it's like a group, like, because when you put fire, everybody got to go out the building.
So right.
The building, everybody go, man, it's like, hell, people leave. Like, everybody go back in class. Anybody, two people in class, like, bro, everybody dip, bro. We out of here. Because they used to always lie. Like, if you pull it, then you get arrested. Like, no, you can't arrest nobody for pulling no damn fire.
You can't get arrested.
Yeah. They try to scare us. Like, boy, stop the cap.
Oh,
we
my about goodness. To pull that. Wait, can they not? Hold on. I believed that. Is that not true?
No, it's no. Not. Trust me. My boy House, I just love. Trust me. He used to pull that ball at least, like, twice a week. Trust me.
Twice a week? Oh, my God.
Y'all were some bad kids.
Right?
What? Let's go. You know. You've been waiting. Like, yeah, wait. I know he about to pull that out. Like, yes, sir. Yes, sir. He did it. Yes, sir.
And then people would just leave.
Because you have to, because if the fire should go off, it's locked. Everybody got to evacuate the building, right. Even if it's a driller. So everybody has to evacuate the building.
Right.
So everybody evacuate. You already see cars leaving or people just leaving.
That's what I mean.
If you outside, you might as well go home. Like,
yeah, exactly. Like, and it's last week to do a last period. Like, what they going to do?
It's the end of the day. You might as well go home.
Oh, my God. He's like,
said, yes, sir.
That new episode dropping. You got the fire alarm? He's like, I got you. That's what
he's all right, like, they synced up their watches and everything and said, all right, we're going to do it.
He said synchronized watches.
Yeah, like, but T-minus 10 minutes, it's going down.
Thank you too long, bro. You got to pull it next time, bro. Thank you too damn long.
I want to see what your report card looking like, boy. I know, right. I know that thing was like, bad.
See, I was smart. Don't get me wrong, I'm hella smart. Like, my grades was always good.
No, we know you're smart.
I only failed because of absence, bro. That's the only reason I failed.
Yeah.
I
used to skip the shit out of my English class.
Yeah, I used to all of it. We had to, but when I moved to Texas, that was when we moved to like a better school. They had this thing called truancy, and I never heard of that. So that, like, even your parents can get in trouble for that shit. So I couldn't skip too much because they didn't take your parents to court and everything. Like, why you?
Yeah.
And they did not care. Like, why? Miss it every day.
Man, I was telling Dwayne the other day I had a truancy officer stop me when I wasn't even in school. Like, I was just trying to go to work. And I had a truancy officer stop me when I got off the bus. He was like, aren't you supposed to be in school? I was like, no. And he was like, show me your ID. I was like, show me your ID. I was like, who are you?
The funniest part was running from security, because you know school security, they ain't gonna do that. Like, dip, you're not gonna catch me. You're old. Like, no offense to old people. Like, you're old. You're not gonna catch me. So I'm gone regardless.
Like, especially if your school, like mine, had three floors. We had three floors in ours. I used to just go on the stairs, and you wouldn't know where I went.
Okay, so I would like to say that
he was a good student.
I only skipped one time, and it wasn't even senior skip day. It was when the FCAT, because FCAT's the state, everybody has their state version of a test everybody's going to take, and seniors didn't have to take it. So, we didn't have to be there, and I was already on the way there. So my friend just picked me up, and we just went to Cracker Barrel, and then I just skipped a couple periods and then went back. But honestly,
that's why you were Christine. That's how so.
It went back to school.
She said it like, I skipped on a day that I didn't have to be there.
Christine's heart was shaking, boy. She was looking around.
I was like, are you sure we don't have to, like, it doesn't matter. We would be sitting, because at that time, they would just have us sitting in a class watching a movie, because during that time, the rest of the school is taking the test. So it was, sure enough, it was fine. Everybody was.
They man, didn't I couldn't do that. I had to go. My parents would know. So.
My parents didn't really, my mom is like really dinky. Like, you can tell my mom anything. Like, she is like so dumb. Like, oh my God, you'd be like, anything. Me and my brothers get away with so much stuff. Like, yeah, my, they shot the whole school up and it's on fire. We gotta go back tomorrow. She's like, oh, happened? Like, my mama is dumb dinky, bro. So we just get away with so much stuff.
Oh my Lord.
Does she have a big heart? Big heart?
Too big, like she date like these thug ass crackhead dudes. Like, I don't know, but either way it go though. Did y'all used to do this? Like since if you have a substitute teacher, you'll tell all your partners, and then it'd be like 40 extra people in that class where they might be sitting there, and it's because it's a substitute, so they don't know.
Wait, rewind it. Right, you gotta rewind it back.
There's
a lot
happening right now.
And you know, like, you got a substitute, like, you know, like, I'll be at substitute fifth period. So you tell all your boys, like, boom, boom, we'll be at substitute. So it'd be like 30 extra people in the class, and they'd be calling the name. And people see making them there, like, here, oh, my name, they got my name. And the substitutes, like, never used to catch it until, like, the principal would come in, they'll know. Like, it's hella people in this class, like, no, hell no. Like, they, like, substitutes used to be the best thing ever, bro. Because let me get this straight.
So when y'all probably had to be in class, y'all was pulling the fire alarm to not be in class. And when y'all didn't have to be in a class, y'all was piling up in a class.
No, only when it's a substitute. Right. No, I don't want to do that. Hell no, y'all capping. We all have a substitute. No. Y'all had like hella extra people in your class.
Hold on, I didn't call them in though.
Right. No, I call them in.
Your boys, you're like, hey, we got sub. So then everybody just skip in that class.
No, I didn't do that. All I did was just listen to my iPod and play games.
I know y'all got your looking like I'm just problem child. I know one of y'all did
some. You said thug ass. You said something about some thug ass crackhead.
We didn't sit on it, but like you caused it. Like you caused it.
Somebody in the chat said the C in Charlie stands for chaos. That's what
he's an agent of chaos.
And Dwayne was in high school. I'm like, yo, we got a sub in math. Then that means he gonna be in my math class that day.
No, if I told my friends that, they would just not be there. They wouldn't come. Like, they'll just write their name on the attendance sheet because they didn't even call for attendance. They'll pass a sheet.
That's before you leave. Yep,
write their name on it and then leave.
Write my name.
Yeah, that's what they'll do.
I've been high school.
The passing the sheet around, they did that for me. They passed the sheet around and you put in your name. which I'm like, I could just put anything. I could just leave if I wanted to. But I did. I stayed.
What the hell celebrities say when that shit? Celebrities, I mean, teachers be calling like Diddy, P. Diddy.
I wish there was a time machine just so I could go to these moments of Charlie's life. Just
you wouldn't have liked me in high school. Trust me, you wouldn't have liked me.
Oh, good.
He was on the bad dudes. He was smoking weed in the back of the class.
Everything you had. Oh my God.
I wasn't smoking weed. No, I wouldn't do that. But yeah, if you had anything in your book bag, I'd have stole it. Trust me. Like,
oh my God. You a thief.
I'm not. But as a kid.
That boy was a delinquent, boy.
As a kid, I hella was. As a kid, you wouldn't have liked me. Trust me.
Oh, but what changed? You found Jesus in your life?
Right. What happened? Holy water spilled on you?
No, honestly, moving to Arizona is what changed, because I started meeting different type of people that was like legit had goals and legit like, I don't know, Arizona is what changed me. Like, no,
he met like an Indian guru, and he was like, Charlie, I'm gonna change your life.
I know, just snap the finger out. Yeah.
He said, oh.
He hit his chakra. Boom.
I see the light. Right.
He had a Doctor Strange moment. He went out of his body and came back. And he's like, I have seen everything. Dormammu has made me change my ways. So, hi, everybody.
Hey, we was laughing the whole time, weren't we?
We were.
Okay.
Oh, man.
To our that was Christine, ninth. Christine, nah, bruh. That's not on me. Episode 9 of Party Chat Podcast. Hopefully everything sounds good because it's technology and that's not how it works all the time. But today, we have a couple of things to talk about. We're going to talk about WandaVision episode 4. Obviously that'll be the last bit. All right. And I'm not going to say anything. I already told D my rating. Okay.
He
cornered me before we played Among Us on Friday. All
right. Right. You better had. Let me
stop. He's like, he didn't even say hi. He's like, Christine, what's your number? You know what
right.
I mean? You know what I mean?
What is your number? You know what I want.
That's what
you know what I came here for.
Forget Among Us. And then I'm out. We're also going to talk about The Medium, which came out this week, Thursday. And then we are going to talk a little bit about, y'all going to teach me and everybody a little bit about this GameStop stock situation. Okay. Which I think was...
You don't want to get in trouble. You make sure you state you're not a financial advisor.
I'm not. No. I'm not a financial institution. We're just going to talk about what happened. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
There's some things I want to understand. That's all. Mm-hmm. Not like, don't teach me so I can go get some. Because that's not...
It's funny, the irony, though, because the app is called Robinhood, and that's basically what happened. Like, it legit turned...
Really? Out. Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm. So people start stealing from the rich, giving to the poor, and then they were like, whoa, stop. That's what's funny. It's like, all right, it's called Robinhood. Robinhood shit started happening, and then y'all stopped it. Like...
That's what got me. Stop people from taking it. I'm like, are y'all... But y'all don't stop everybody else, right? I'm
exactly. Exactly.
Very, very interesting. We'll start with that. It's not illegal to buy stocks. Did you guys get any?
No.
I did.
You got some?
I
ain't got no game.
I got some stocks. Yeah. I got some stocks.
I'm scared. I'm like a scared investor though. So I only buy like one share. Like I only buy one share of stuff. Like, so I only got one share of Dogecoin because it's less than a cent, even though I should have got more. I just want to do my money a little bit. And then I have one stock in GameStop. What is it? I think Microsoft. It's a lot, like the stuff that I use. The stuff that I use,
yeah,
I
would put one
stock in it because it makes me feel like, okay, if I'm spending money on this company, some of that money technically
is mine.
Oh, true.
Dividends. No. It's called
that's
dividends.
Why. Yeah.
I'm going to tell you now, like, all my money right now is coming from the EV market because they're planning.
I thought you were going to say illegal. I was like, Charlie, no.
I thought he was about to say the illegal market.
EV.
Electric vehicle.
Yeah, because they already talked about it. They even said by 2032, they're trying to make it so only EV is on the road. And EV's like, I started buying
a robot?
Like no, just like, so, I missed the Tesla train, but I got
say, did you get Tesla? But
no. Hold on, we gonna talk about that.
When it was like $8 or $9. So I bought 200 of them. Then I went back and bought 300 more of them. And then they shot up to $60. So I sold like half of them and I kept half of them. Man, I brought in like 10K in like one day off just Neo.
Wow.
Like, yep. Put it so up.
So I need you to text me like, hey, buy these ones. And then, you know.
Well, I don't see, but if it was that easy, yeah. Because sometimes I can tell you, and it might flop. And it's like,
my bad. You don't know what it's going to do.
I came to collect.
Yeah, right. So there's no guarantee. But I'm in like hella groups where people like just be finding like hella like back end shit on the web. Like, yo, I found this, blah, 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 buy these. And then we all just buy it.
Hey, hook us up.
Right?
But if I tell you and you go buy hella money on it, miss one doge. No, and it flop. You know that.
No, you know she only gonna buy one share, so it's okay.
She only gonna buy one share, so it's not much of a risk. Like, okay. High reward.
Yep. Right. Kay, do you have any stocks?
I'm broke.
I do. And unfortunately I have mine through Robinhood.
Same.
And that stuff is non existing for some reason. So
wait, what which one you got? What's non existing?
AMC?
There was some free stock that they gave me for like doing referrals. Like, yeah, mm-hmm. Those aren't there anymore.
They can't take your stock.
Like, it's not existing.
You can't log into Robinhood no more, right?
Yes, you can.
I can still log in, but it was like real glitchy.
I'm trying to log in this thing right now, and I can't log in.
Oh, is that what you're looking at?
Yeah, that's what I've been doing. I'll be like, I was gonna tell you what stocks I have, but I was like,
they won't let you buy crypto right now. I can't. Yeah, they won't let me buy any more Doge.
Yeah, mine is in the green, y'all. See, look, I'm doing good.
That's good.
But I've been studying more on like foreign exchange and like Bitcoin. So I have some Bitcoin. Just sitting and just like, it's like adding up. I don't know how it really works, but like it started off with like $5. Now it's like up at like 30. And I'm like, okay, I'm gonna just leave it there.
That's how you're gonna get more. So go pie. Cause I caught that Bitcoin.
I might, right, but I'm scared to like invest because I don't understand Bitcoin. Like,
it goes up and down, mostly up though.
Yeah.
Like, cause when Bitcoin, like I think late 2018, it had like this whole little like, basically what's going on with GameStop right now, like it had this whole thing with Bitcoin going on. But luckily, I was in it before that happened. So I came up off Litecoin, Bitcoin. I still got like Tron, and I still got Ethereum, stuff like that. But like Bitcoin and Litecoin, I sold everything off because I knew it's a trend now. So it all went high, and I sold all of it. Then everybody started buying it in, and it started just dipping like hella heavy.
Okay.
It's like, yep, I got my little money.
So the number increases the more people buy. Right.
It can. Yeah. The more the demand for it, the more people buy it. Yeah, the more people buy it, it can go up and stuff like that. Because when Elon Musk tweeted about Dogecoin, just like when he tweeted about it, it started going up like hella crazy. Like
that's kind of like with this that he tweeted about this situation too, and then it was.
But Dogecoin is not going. A lot of people wait for it to hit a dollar. It's not going to hit a dollar. Trust me.
It's not. It's at like 0.037.
Yep. It's an unlimited coin. It's a joke coin. Like it. I would love for it too, because I'm sitting on like 20,000 of the mugs. I would love for it too, but it's not.
So, okay. Which I think it's awesome that you guys do have stocks. I think that's something that even as a culture, we don't really talk about, you know, like financial investments and gains and things like that. So I'm sitting over here like inspired by you guys. So thank you guys. Mm-hmm. I just don't understand this all too more.
Use my link. We'll both get free stock.
Okay.
Right, you feel me? I'm about to say, hey. No.
Okay. Yeah. So, and then, you don't have to teach me about Robinhood now. That's something like we can talk on the phone while the babies are screaming in the background thing, right? But, because they do. One of them goes off. I swear, our kids are tethered. If I'm on the phone with Charlie,
y'all, it'll say me.
And his daughter's screaming, I am screaming at mine, okay? Because she's screaming.
Like, bro, babies know what they're doing.
Right? They know. As soon as you're on the phone, I could be off the phone. She's fine. On the phone. Nah, 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 mommy, daddy. Like, baby, let's calm down now. Let's relax.
Like, shows and movies, and she just gets to talking. Like, oh, my God.
Now, okay, so just a little side rant. Now she's doing this thing. Kids, that's the fun. One of the fun things about them is that there's always something new that they're doing, right? A new thing that they're doing. Her new thing right now is that she'll like have a conversation with you, but only some of them are words that you understand.
Oh, yeah,
but
yeah,
she
yeah,
always yeah. starts it with, so, and grandma,
I always take that one word. Oh, okay.
Mommy and daddy, and mommy and daddy. So, letters, like that's how she talks. And I'll be like, really? She'd be like, so, and I'm like, this is so cute. The beginning of the sentence. I'm like, yes, baby, right? I understand, right?
I got this, just nod. Like, yeah, I know.
Yeah. I'd be like, yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Really, grandma did that? Really? Okay.
But, that's great.
But yeah, so talking about the GameStop thing. So I'll say what I understand about the story, and then I want you guys to help me understand a little bit more. So there are, maybe that's where she gets it from. So I just realized it. The rest of this is going to be gibberish, guys. You guys are going to understand one word. There are groups of people or companies, right, that bet money against stocks. And that's who they were like the wars between. So they were betting that GameStop will continuously decrease in value. Yeah. Right. And so then the Reddit group, them peoples got together, and because they were all buying stocks, that raised the amount. But is there really a group of people that's out there betting for businesses to continue to fail?
Yeah, you can get paid off stuff like that. Like, when you can buy this like calls, like I let's say if I was like, all right, I'm gonna buy, whenever you want to buy calls, you gotta buy about 100 shares, but you get stock cheaper. And before you do it, it's kind of like betting. You can be like, all right, I feel like this stock is gonna go up tomorrow. Oh, I feel like this stock is gonna drop. And when you do that, and if your call does what you went on, then you can make a lot of money from it. So that's how a lot of people were making money when this is all happening. Because I didn't do the GameStop, but I was on AMC and I was doing like everything else. So it was like, I was doing a lot of Neo, basically other stuff. Like basically, I feel like this is gonna go up or down, blah blah blah. And then if it does that, you sell your car and you get like hell of a money, and you get those stocks at cheaper than what they actually going for anyway.
Oh,
it's a lot. Like that's just like,
so it's kind of like simplified. Like, you know when somebody bets on a fight, oh, I think this person's gonna win, or
the
like.
You don't have to do that. That's just if you. And that's for most people who are like day traders. That's most for them type of people. Like people like, oh, I'm just trying to get like some thousands. That's okay. Nothing for people. It's a risk. But most people like the average person, like what you would do, you would probably like, all right, I like this company, I'm gonna buy some shares that I'm gonna put into the side, boom, and just let them grow. If the company grow, then yeah.
Okay.
That's how most people would do it.
Okay, so then with Robinhood, where a lot of people were buying the stock, I saw that they froze the
GameStop.
The GameStop because it was selling too fast. GameStop, and I think I saw something about AMC on CNET.
Yep, yeah.
And BlackBerry, I believe, right?
Yep, BlackBerry.
Nokia.
Nokia.
All like the 90s stuff. Like,
right? Funny. Those are stuff Nokia, I know that I don't see anymore.
The reason why I bought Nokia like last year, because everybody can talk about 5G coronavirus. And I knew Nokia was about to be big for 5G. So that's why I already had Nokia. Because when I was like, yep, that's about to take off. Because once 5G kick in, I'm already going to be on the train.
So back when, this is just kind of a like legit question for me. I have Verizon. So before they added 5G, they were like, oh yeah, we're going to be getting 5G. We're going to be getting 5G. At that moment, I should have bought stocks then. Is that what you're saying?
You could.
I mean, you could have.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Before they announced it though, it's okay. More like.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Before like big news come out, like usually people, what they try to do is like, they try to like companies that you're invested in, you want to follow their trends, or like you want to be in the know of like what they're doing or what's their next move. Even like little hint things, like if you hear that a CEO dropped out, you know, you can assume that, okay, the company might decline or increase depending on who's coming in to take their place. Kind of like prediction.
Okay. Yeah, like you can watch like for example, like Neo is supposed to be like the first EV company to make it so where the
in China
are interchangeable. Yeah, they're like the Chinese version of Tesla, but they're making it so their batteries are interchangeable. That was good news when they announced, when they were talking about that. So when you hear like stuff like that happening, it's like, well, let me buy in before they announce this news, because that can raise the stock really high.
Oh, and okay.
As well, it's the site I use. I forgot. I learned it from TikTok, which is dope. But it show you where all like the big people who would buy stuff. Like you will see like for, let's say example, Neo again. It'll show you like this CEO who was like the top richest dude in the world of XYZ. He just bought 500 million Neo stock. If you can watch, see what CEOs and big people are buying. So if they do it, do you follow like all right, well, he just bought hella in this company, so I'm gonna do the same thing because obviously he knows something I don't know. It's a chance to fail, but most of the time that works for me a lot. So it's like, oh, Elon Musk just bought all of this and so and so. I'm about to buy some too because obviously all these big people are buying in this company for some reason. It's many things you can try though. But
okay, learning a little bit out here. For me, I was just really baffled about the whole betting against thing. You know, if I was a company, I mean, obviously I would take that personally. Like all these people are betting that I'm gonna fail, and all these people made money off the fact that I'm failing. And before that, which was funny, it made me feel bad for GameStop at the time, like when the news broke. Right. But that's how I normally feel. I normally feel like F them because you could literally buy a game and then play it and come back. And they're like, oh, yeah, we're just going to give you $2 for this ish. If it's unopened, it's a return. But like for me, that's one of the reasons they charge you full price and then it'd be one day. Everything's in mint condition. You could do more than $2 now, okay? You can't do more than $2. So that'll be that. Well, hold on. That and then the PlayStation thing, which was hella effed up.
Oh, yeah, that was messed up.
So you know how they would have only a certain amount that would be allotted in the store? Yeah. And the employees were taking up all of the reservations and then going out to the crowd when people were waiting for like an hour. That happened to my cousin, where you're waiting for an hour or a couple hours and then they're like, oh yeah, we only have two left. Well, okay, yeah, obviously because you guys all did it. And then the news broke about that. So, I mean, they've done a lot of shady things that make, as a company, I'm like, nah, I'm not really with you. And I prefer the whole buying online, which is one of the reasons why they thought that it was going to continuously fail because you can buy so many games online. But when this happened, I felt so bad.
I hate that company. And the thing that really pees me off about them, because I'm a huge collector. It's I love it. It's like when I go buy a new game, I want the cellophane, I want the paper or wrapper all on it because it's a new game. I want to be the one to open it. I hate the fact that sometimes you go in there and buy a new game, let's say if it's the last one they got, and you know they always get a gut copy that they have to open to put the case out or whatever. If that's the last one they got, they still say that as new. And they just put that little sticker on a little edge part right here, like whatever, so it's that's still considered new. And then peeped me off because I went in there to buy it. I forgot what game it was a few times. And I was like, but this is not new. It's already open. I was like, well, it's the gut copy because we have to open it. That's the last one we got. I was like, but that's not fair because if I buy a brand new game for y'all, even if I open it around your face, if I try to turn it in, that's going to be a trade back that's considered already used because that's bull. Because if y'all have to sell that last copy and it's y'all good copy, that should be considered a used copy because y'all already opened it. I hate them. Yeah. Like, still new.
Did they discount it at least? Because usually open box is supposed to be discounted.
Right.
Exactly. But if it's their gut copy, whatever they call it, if it's still new, they just put that thing on, that little sticker on the edge of it. And like, oh,
nah.
That's bullshit. Nah. That is a used copy. That's a used copy. I hate that company. Y'all can messed fail. Up. That's the worst. You be riding home and you look at the passenger seat and you see your game center already open. Like, it's still new. Like, hell no. Nah, fuck them.
And then if you try to sell that back, they're going to give you $2 for it.
Yep.
And be like, oh, sign up, pay $15 to join our rewards program and get points and all this other stuff. But we're going to only, you get increased. So instead of $2, it's $4 we'll give you back for the game.
I know. If you're against one of the members, you get $2.50. They kill me with that, bro. It's so hard. It's so hard to buy your game and walk out of GameStop. I'd be saying, no, I'm cool. I'd be saying, would you give me my damn game? I don't want this car. I don't want these little promos. Like, none of that crap. Like, give me my damn game.
They do be taking a long time. And one of the things that was kind of universal of them is that they all kind of smell when they have the carpet. Like sweaty men.
I don't think I repeat that.
Yes, I have. Until the one near me, they got rid of the carpet. Now it's fresh. It's all fresh. The carpet's not soaking up the sweatiness.
I don't think I repeat that.
Yes.
I never. Hardwood floor. I don't know about that carpet.
We had carpet in mine, too.
Yeah, they have. Oh, really? Ours have hardwood floors.
I don't remember it smelling sweaty, though.
Yeah,
I didn't pay attention to it.
Non-deodorant, long, you know, armpit hair. Sweaty.
Like people who play World of Warcraft. That's what you're trying to say.
who like throw the remotes at the TV because the game was turned off. No, he shoved it in his butt. That's what he did. But
whoa,
there was like a viral video. There was a viral video.
Controller? Oh wait, the one that he. Okay, I know.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. It was a remote controller, like a TV controller that he like shoved.
And he like shoved it up. Not my angry. You didn't see it go in. No, but like you know, like it was like outside pants
or shorts.
Okay, I'm about to say, man.
I was like, up your own. Why did you shove it up your brother's? Or somebody? He's sitting there laughing at you. Why are you doing this to yourself? Like, come on now.
I really love my brothers. I don't want to see your booty.
No, you didn't see no booty. He was wearing, again, he was clothed, fully clothed when he jammed it up there. Okay. But
oh, he a pro. that's pretty hard to do. If my clothes are on, that's pretty hard to get something up there. Like, that's hard. Like, bro, you gonna pull the pants down or what? Like, we this
Johnny,
hard,
Jesus.
I was thinking about you can't do that with no clothes on. If he did that with clothes on, that mean he good at
what? He ain't make it fully up there. He ain't get it inside his body, Charlie. Oh, Jesus Christ.
I'm gonna watch this video because I don't know y'all are making sense. Somebody it,
no, okay, so like it's literally a kid like that is there mad, and then like he like gets up and like just does that, like he just puts it up, but like not up literally up his ass. Like I don't know.
Okay. Well, Christine, man,
okay,
like,
Christine
just makes it sound nasty all the time.
Yeah, somebody said the control of his ass. Like, oh, damn.
It wasn't just sitting there in his ass. Like, he just, like, put it
like,
up
yeah,
there.
He kept his clothes on, too. I'm like, all right, I got to see what she's talking about. Because this sounds impossible to me. Well, I don't know about that one.
He was mad. His mom had, I think, canceled his subscription. And so his brother, like he was, it was a whole video because he was like storming through the house screaming and all this other stuff. And his brother is the one filming laughing at him because of how angry he was. And then I don't know if this is the end. I'm guessing it's the end. But he takes the remote and just bam. While he's...
I'm going to show you. Actually, you don't hurt yourself, bro. But all right.
That's why I was like, your brother's the one sitting there laughing and filming. But, why are
right?
you?
I'm going to get revenge on you by shoving this up my ass.
I showed myself the remote, put it in my ass. Right?
That's why I was like, why didn't you do it to your brother? That's funny. All right. So... Moving on to the media. Great place to switch gears, guys.
All right.
The medium. All right. It's fine if we okay, no spoilers because I didn't.
I would say no spoilers. I haven't beat the game. Yeah,
no spoilers.
I mean,
no
I didn't
spoilers,
finish
please.
It. I didn't
finish it either.
I didn't finish it. But I think Kay, you finished it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I
how long is it?
Roughly about eight hours. I think it took me 9 hours on Steam. Okay. Yeah, 9 hours. But I feel like it could be beaten in like 7-8 hours.
I would say for me, because it didn't seem to really take fire like I thought it was going to, like, you know, in regards to the response from the world, because I thought the concept when we saw the,
I thought so. Boost off.
Right, from the Xbox, one of their, you know, online conferences that they had last year, where you saw the dual screen. We even talked about it here on the podcast about the two screens of seeing both dimensions as she's going through. And I really thought it was going to be a really top game for Xbox and really like drive.
I thought it was gonna be the next Until Dawn.
Right, like something that big.
I thought it would hit like that.
Something that big, but it didn't really seem to take. But for me, I'm really interested. It's a horror game, and I'm like, there's one jump scare. I won't even say anything about. Well, I'm sure you guys are past it.
I was gonna say one. Yeah, it's the bar. It's at the very beginning, but it's this one part.
Oh, let's see.
You gonna talk about it? He's like,
it's the beginning.
There's a jump scare where you just go to like look at a room, and then all of a sudden there's a face there that looked like the Wendigo from freaking Until Dawn, though, and that ish caught me where I screamed and I had to pause the game for a second, but. Outside of that, I'm so interested in the story and like what's happening that this has to be like another scary game that I like besides Until Dawn, which was a good journey.
Which was that game was so good.
And so Ego's been playing it, and I'm gonna tell everybody watch Ego play that game, bro, because he finished it. I didn't finish his last stream, so nobody tell me if he lost anybody else or anything like that.
I feel like he lost a lot of people.
So far he was doing pretty good, and I think he finished it today, like streamed it earlier today, and I was watching some of it, and he was doing pretty good. But which is shocking. I don't know how it ended. Yeah, I was
just shocking.
No, I swear. Yeah, I'm so happy because I thought I was scared that he was gonna lose a lot of people, but he only he didn't lose a lot of people. He's been doing good, and I want to see his ending. But he is hilarious.
I bet.
Like, when he kind of picks somebody, I'd be crying like this boy, like, man. But the problem I'm talking about, oh, what's the medium? So it's this one part. It's kind of the beginning. So you go in this room, right? I don't remember exactly what happened. All I know is it's getting dark, and you walk out, you gotta go up these stairs. But you see a shadow.
Yeah.
Stop right there. I was like, oh, I just stopped. I have to wait. I was back in the room. I was like, no. I saw that, and it's hard to see because the game is already hella dark.
So I turned ish up.
Go down the shadow figure. Like, that part scared the snot out of me, man.
I had to turn the brightness up. But I saw when that part happened, when you see him at the top, I was like, I just stood there. Yeah. I didn't move forward. I was like, is he going to go away?
I went back in the room. Hell no. Like,
I didn't see that.
That huge man standing at the top of the stairs. So for you guys, I really enjoyed the game so far of what I've played. What do you guys feel? We'll start with Dwayne. Jazz eating her little gummy worms.
Mm-hmm.
I was gonna say Jazz, but you just put a word in your mouth. It would be like, Jazzy, tell us how you feel.
I haven't got that far. I got to the little I don't even know. I don't want to spoil anything. I'm not in the first section, I'm in the second section. And then you gotta go up, but I stopped there. So
Oh, from the elevator?
No. I just went to that second place. We went to the first little setting, then we had to go somewhere on our bike and then go to the second place.
Right.
So I'm in that place.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I just find it it is like a slow burn from where I'm at. I really didn't get scared until you said that part where the dude just appeared. I'm like, what the just like out of nowhere. But other than that, I haven't got really far enough to say much about it. The rendering of the two worlds is pretty cool. I like that. I never really seen anything like that where you rendering two worlds at the same time.
I want that part gone. I don't like it.
Well, that's different.
That's the whole point of the game.
That's the difference. Yeah.
No, I may like it then, but so far it feels cheesy to me. Like, I don't like it because it seems predictable a little bit by showing that a little bit. I could be wrong, but
I guarantee you if it was.
Give it a chance.
Okay. Right. I say, I guarantee you, if it was Silent Hill, you would fuck with it.
I was about to say, y'all know this game is basically Silent Hill mixed with Until Dawn. This game is hella Silent Hill. Like,
yeah.
That's one thing I love about this
game. That's what someone was saying when I streamed it.
Yeah, it's Silent Hill mixed with Until Dawn.
Because, like, Silent Hill's world is like that. Kind of.
I like the dual screen, but I have noticed the quality isn't as strong as. On, you know, with both.
What are you playing on? What are you playing on?
My PC.
I'm playing on
your PC.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm playing on Xbox, and so far it's been looking pretty smooth. Okay. Really, really good.
But
on
I did play it day one, and I know like sometimes you got to give it a little time, like when you first.
Yeah, patches. They got to do patches and stuff like that.
Well, how many frames did you do? Because I did PC as well, and mine looked kind of okay.
So what do you mean?
Because like in the beginning, like they asked you like how many frames like per second.
I think I did 30, I believe.
Oh, right. I did 16.
Well, that all depends on your setup, like what you get with your processor, your graphics card. Jazz, you got a 3070. I don't even know why you try to compare.
I'm saying 60. That's what I'm saying.
So then I'll try it on 60. I think I left it on 30.
You want that 60 frames per second.
So then, maybe that's the case. So when it came to the dual sides, whatever, dual verse, that's what we'll call it, dual verse. I noticed some fidelity, like, or quality drops in that, but it could have just been my settings. But that's kind of the only complaint I have about the game.
Mm-hmm. Other than that, I think it's pretty good. It's one of those slow burn games where you, the pacing is very slow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, when the part they made us do that thing with the photos, I was like, I really got to hear it, Cal.
I'm gonna mess this picture all along. I was like, can we get another one? The first time
I did it, like, I didn't count exactly. Then I just did it. And then she was like, oh, I messed up. I was like, oh, I really got to count it. So then I was like, okay. And then I counted it, and I did it. Time, but
I said photographer simulator.
I was
like,
I thought that was cool though.
So I was like, oh, this was coming back.
I messed up the first one. I hella messed up the first one.
I messed up.
Yeah,
I messed up twice.
How is this?
Because the first time I went to the, because when I entered the room, I started at the left when I was reading the stuff. And then I got the picture, so I thought I have to go left to right. So first same, I put it in the wrong thing.
Like, oh, I put the wrong one. Yup.
Right?
Yep.
So then I did the right side, and then I was like, oh, crap, I got to count this-ish. And so then I did it again and then got it.
Right.
I went right to left, but the light, I left it underneath the light for too long. And it was like, they was like, oh, I overexposed it. I was like, oh, shoot. So I had to do it again.
That was interesting. I wasn't expecting that. I wasn't expecting us.
Me either.
Yeah, I wasn't either. It was dope. I was like, okay, that was pretty cool.
And then her power is pretty handy too. Like, I would love to find my wallet like that. Like,
oh yeah, I love
yes.
it.
Where the hell my keys at?
Right. I was hella using in silent.
Right. I lose my cell phone all the time, so that would definitely help me. I lose my cell phone every day, so
like, be dang good. It.
Yeah,
but that's what I think about the game so far. It's a slow burn. I'm ready to get into it, like more into it. I know it's probably gonna get scarier.
I think it's gonna be a good story though, because usually when horror movies have like a slow story, like it usually turns out to be an amazing freaking story.
I'm excited for the story.
So I'm excited to see how the story play out. I wish the game could be like a little more scarier though, because it's like when I saw Jack. I was like, I kind of already picture like where this is going. I was like, yeah, I think I know what's about to happen. And the scary parts to me was like, they were good, but I feel like it could be a little more scary. Like, I want to see more horrific looking stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I would say I do have like a lot of theories. I do feel like the story, like you can, when you get more, I kind of feel like you can guess the ending. But it's not in a way that, like, if they are doing what I think, then I'm still going to enjoy it. I guess is how I want to say it. So I'm excited. Jazz, what did you think?
Oh, I had a bunch of jump scares in mine. Okay. So my headphones was loud. Okay. So when I played it, it was certain parts where like certain jump scares will make like a certain sound in the game. I don't know how far y'all got, and I think I got a little further, but there was one part that just scared my heart. My heart like stopped for a second. And it was like, I'm gonna try to explain it without spoiling it. It was like I had to look at something. And then I looked at something that then jumped at me that I didn't think was going to happen.
I think that's the same thing. Was it in that room? You go to a room and you look at
I go to a certain room. Yes. I look through a certain thing.
Yes.
Look at a certain something. Yes. And then something jumps at me. Yes. So I'm like, like that kind of stopped me. But I.
Kaylee's sitting back there like she just got all the answers. She already know everything.
Facts,
like,
she
does. She's like, I already know.
She's like, I'll just wait. What?
I could narrow it down without spoiling it.
Good.
But I like the two-world thing, because I've never seen a game like do that before, like where it's like you're moving at the same exact time, like it's not being lagged or anything, like it's the same exact thing. But it kind of makes me confused a little bit, because then it's like, okay, which side do I look at? Do I look at the real world? And it might have what I need, or do I look at the other one? Do I look at the other world? So it like makes me, when I'm playing it, I'm like bumping into stuff because I'm looking at one or the other. Side. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so I did beat it. I thought the story was pretty good. I do have some pretty thoughts on it, but I'll wait till y'all like finish it. The graphics I thought looked really good. It has some pretty dope detail throughout like the spirit realm or whatever. Yeah. And between that and then like hers. One of the things that I did experience a lot though was a lot of graphic issues. Like I started my game in a limited frame per second, and I run on like a 2080 like super graphics card, so like I shouldn't have any like performance issues at all. But like the first day I played it worked fine, but the second day it just started like skipping, lagging a little bit, like frames. I would have to pause it and let it catch up. So like I had moments during like intense like I guess like transitions. Like, she'll go from one room to another, and then, like, it'll just start, like, skipping or, like, lagging really bad.
Oh.
But it was only, like, certain parts of the playthrough. But other than that, I thought it played, like, a pretty cool old-school horror-type game that was meant for, like, 2021.
That's what I was talking about when I was, like, the story reminded me of when it was, like, old-type horror.
Yeah.
Hey, well, it is. It's, like, the year is 1999 on there.
Oh, is it? Drinker.
Yeah, the calendar says year 1999. So that's why you kind of get that old, you know, old school horror vibe to it for sure, because it's in the 90s.
Yeah.
Okay. I like that it's not super duper scary, scary, jump scare, jump scare, jump scare. It doesn't seem like there are a lot of cheap jump scares, you know. So I think I can emotionally play the game. But I did have that moment where you look through the thing and you see you're looking at something and then something happens thing that Jez was talking about, where I paused the game for a second and had to catch my breath because that came out of nowhere. But like, it was I was like, okay. But I am interested. Like, there's like a lot of different, you know, there's always like stories happening around the main story, right? So since Dwayne, you haven't gotten that far in the second place, you just, when you read things, you learn things about the people that may have been in this place before you got there, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I definitely found those. They got like postcards. And kind of giving the story.
Maybe it's because I've been reading the postcard. When I did the stream, I read the postcards in a British accent, and then I was reading some of the.
Of course you did. Of course you did.
Oh my goodness.
Of course you did.
It just added so much more to this groundskeeper that, you know, well, I won't say anymore, but I don't know how many cards you got in, but this groundskeeper that I just made her a her, you know. I don't know if they really stated what she was, but. It's been, reading as this groundskeeper, F, you know, I like F. Mm-hmm. I'm interested in F's story. I want to know how her life continues in this location. But there's other stories that you kind of come across, and I'm excited. I want to know what happens. That's mainly my thing. I want to continue the game to know what happens because I'm invested in finding out what happens. And I won't spoil with any theory that I have, even though my theories aren't spoilers, but I don't want to share my theories just because it's not.
Mm-hmm. Just let me get next till next Saturday. I should have the gameplay done. I'll say, you know what I'm saying? I should be good, ready to go.
Yeah, because I'm interested. I
thought all y'all beat it, but I was about to say dang it, because when y'all were playing it, and so I was like, man, they all beat it.
No,
it was such a slow game. I was like, you know, I'm gonna take my time with it. The way they making it, cause like, you know how you hold the controller. Yeah, you hold the controller like you like this, and then she like walking like slow motion. I know.
I know this every game got a run, but like even like cause games like I always just feel stuck when games have a run. But I'm pressing like I know it's a damn run button.
Right.
Yeah. Right. I was thinking that in the beginning. I was like, I can't be walking this slow.
Damn.
And then finally set up a run. I was like, ooh, thank you, Jesus.
I said, yeah.
I think she has stamina because she doesn't stay running.
Well,
I'm cool with that.
But good God,
I'm cool with that. But yeah, at first it was like man, I'm
move a little quicker. Like
I'm like right. Like come on, girl. You gotta put pep in your step, girl. Move them feet.
Feet.
She just walking around here in this damn
spirit. Right, lights be flickering and stuff. She said, you know, let me just walk around.
And this ain't nothing new to me.
I'm running. Let me run.
Yeah, or walk back, like fast walking, please.
I do like the fact that we're like at a funeral home though, which is like hella dope.
Yeah.
Like, the part when we at the okay, it's at the very beginning.
Yeah.
It's not really a spoiler.
Mm-hmm.
You had to open it and you had to look at the new. I was like, keep off the.
He better not jump.
Oh, yeah. This mom about to get up.
We got to put the tie on him.
Put a tie on me.
Yeah, I was like, we really got to put a tie. Like, no.
I'm like, no, he did. He about to go to derp. He don't need no tie. Like, he ain't going nowhere.
But he got to dress his best. Come on,
that's so stupid to me. I even told him, like, when I die...
When you die, you won't be naked. You won't be butt naked.
I tell my friend all the time, you crazy as hell if you spend thousands and thousands of dollars to get me clean to go in the dirt. You got to throw me in a box. Tell him drop.
That's what I told Jazz. I said, bury me in the backyard.
Unless it's a club down there. I don't have no fresh ass outfit with no fresh haircut. Like, where I'm going. I ain't going nowhere.
Me, personally, I won't be cremated, but, you know.
Bury me in the backyard.
I want to be cremated because I'm scared. I don't want my ass to come back alive and I'm down there. Oh, shit. So that's the only thing that scared me. But that's why we're going to be cremated. Because if I come back alive, boy, I'm mad on my mama.
Demons
in my ass. I'm dead. I'm scared. I'm underground like these. I can't see nothing. And it's just dirt and worms, bro. Hell no.
I'm just thinking, like, I could just be cremated, and whoever wants a little piece of me can have a little piece of me somewhere in a locker or whatever. And then y'all could spread my ashes in places that I like, so I'll forever be there. You know, like just
Dwayne, I'm gonna put my dime bag.
We all be together forever.
a dime bag. You can become, at the funeral, selling dime bags and nickel bags.
Go ahead and travel the world as, after I'm dead. Like, come on.
Right? Like, thank you all for coming to the funeral. Please don't forget to take your dime bags and nickel bags.
You'll be on everyone's pet, you know?
Everybody get your piece of jazz.
A piece of jazz right here, boy. Yeah. Piece of jazz. Like, what's a little piece of... Like, what kind of creepy mess is this? Like,
no, oh my God.
Like, I don't want my uncle.
That's stagnant being underneath the ground. I want to go. Let me go somewhere.
I just don't want to die. How about that? Let's just, like, not die. That's
you know what's creepy about that? You know what's creepy about that? I think we was reading a story about, like, Microsoft, like, finally getting a patent to be able to take your digital likeness and, like, basically find some Black Mirror, keep it forever type
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, we're reading that.
Yeah. So, you might live forever digitally.
Our future gonna turn into Black Mirror. I'm telling
right.
you.
I'm telling you. Forever, YouTubers will never die. They're gonna get to a point to be like, yeah, we're gonna, still we're gonna take all five of them and they're gonna become a right. podcast forever.
In the year 3000, we still upload.
Right. Like, hey guys, how are you guys doing? Today we're playing Fortnite 2077.
I've been watching you since my first life, bro. That's crazy. I appreciate that.
Nobody appreciate that. Don't know, bro. It'd be some different type of money. Euro, dollar, coin.
It'd be crypto.
Right, crypto.
It's going to be dope coin. It's going to be dope coin.
Yeah, it's going to be dope coin.
You know when, like,
thank you for that dope coin.
You know when somebody says in your comments, like, oh, I was watching you since I was a little kid. And I'm like, well, I've only been on air for a little bit. Now that it could be true. Like,
right.
I know, right?
Oh, when people say you that, remember, they be like,
you're talking about my 2.0 version? Damn.
I used to watch you in middle
before
school.
I had emotions?
Right.
Before I had the robotic arm? Like, that's right. crazy. Like, that's crazy.
You a real one.
That's hilarious.
That would be creepy a little better. I couldn't do it.
That would be creepy. But people would like it. I guarantee you people would like it. I guarantee
if it was everybody, I might. But if it's just like me, it's like,
they said old presidents. Actors, really, like, I would love to have a Samuel Jackson AI in my phone.
He's like, turn left, motherfucker.
Wake up, motherfucker.
Wake up.
You'd be like, damn, Sam, chill out. You know, you chill out. You late to work. I'd be like, all right, well, you got a point.
Phone, bro. You get point. You cry. You got tears. I'm like, what you crying for?
Right.
My phone, bro.
You're like, motherfucker, put me on the charger so you can update me. I got a patch waiting.
Right. He crying and shit.
Yeah. Right,
man, this phone ruthless, bro. I ain't getting AT&T on, man.
I'm about to die. Charge me, motherfucker. Charge me. What's wrong with you? You know you don't know the directions. You always gotta use Google Maps.
Which is true, because my ass used the hell out of it.
I use it too.
I go around the corner and get lost, like, shit, where am I?
He's gonna be like, you better charge me up, motherfucker, before you get lost. You better charge me up right now. Because you know damn well you don't know where you're going. Come on.
Oh my goodness. Dear. Okay, so that's a nice place to transition into. I need a second. Okay. I just imagine my phone just yelling at me. Like, if I'm lost, you know when you lose your phone, I have the Find My iPhone, so I'll use my daughter's iPad to find my phone. And imagine him just yelling, I'm over here, mother, like just yelling at me.
Right.
You lose this phone every gosh darn day. Well, you know.
I would love that. Right. I would love it. Like, okay, damn.
Or like you take it to the bathroom and he's yelling. He's like, I don't want to be in here. Like,
right.
What do you think I want to be in here with you?
One thing I do want to see if happen, though, because I don't care. I feel like it's going to happen. But it pees me off because I know I'm going to be dead and gone. I'm going to miss it. I feel like one day, it's probably going to be like year 4000, somebody's going to figure out how to use a superpower. And I'm going to be pissed because I ain't going to be here. I feel like it's going to happen. I'm telling you. I know we can. I don't care about it. I feel like we can do stuff.
I think hard enough and I think outside of myself, I might be able to do this.
I've been trying to move stuff. It don't be working.
I'm doing that sometimes too. Like, I'll be like, okay, move that cup. Like, I'll stab. Yeah. I'll be like, know I can move the cup, yo. Like, I know I can move it if I just think outside if you of just myself, put your I'm mind not, to it. I'm not a normal human. I could go ahead and do this. Like,
okay. I'm not gonna lie. I have moments where, like, I think of something and it happens, and I was like, did I make it happen? Was that me? Did I do
that's
that?
That's a winky dinky. I want to
no,
be
no,
looking
no, it'll be like a right couple. This happened last week. I think I have superpowers.
Go flying across the room. Like, oh, shit, I did it. I'll talk like that. I feel like we can do stuff. I'm telling you, brother. I'm going to be hella mad.
Because they do say that we only use a small percentage of our brain. So, right. Like, a little bit of me is like, what if we unlock that part, right? And I could move shit. Exactly. Or I could, like, use water powers or something. Like, I could do something.
So, before we go into WandaVision, I want to ask each of you guys this question since we're talking about superpowers. If you, like,
what power
would not, you have? No, not what you would want to have. Because I think we've had that conversation a little bit
before.
Yeah, we did. I think we have.
But, but naturally, because you know how, like, if you think of, like, what's another, there was, like, a show where because the person was a certain way, that naturally they had a power that associated with something that was a part of them. I'm trying to remember what show it is. Once I remember, I'll tell you guys. But, like, I feel like, what power do you think you would receive if you receive powers?
Oh, you would get?
Yeah, that you would get that naturally fits in. Because me, I think I would be an empath. Type of situation where I can influence, like the chick from the alien chick from Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah. Where she can feel the feelings of other people, and she can also, like, help people sleep. She can, you know, evoke emotion as well as feel their emotion. I think that would be naturally what my power would be. It's not what I want, but that's what I feel like my power would
be. Exactly. Yeah. I've thought about that before. I feel like I know I'm gonna get speed because I'm skinny. I just feel it. I don't want that shit. Like, hell no. We gonna do this all.
Return. That makes so much sense for you though, because you are, like, he's a fast talker. Like, he talks fast now. You should watch.
Oh, yes.
I don't know if he still has, like, his older videos. See? way back when. You might have unlisted him. I know you, like, I don't know if you did it. Okay, so back to, like, hold on, 2015, 2016. I would watch. I'd be like, what did he just say? Because it would be like so fast. So I.
But Dwayne talk fast listen. Too.
He I don't does. Talk as fast as you, Charlie not boy.
With you, no, no, talk wait, no, no, you talk fast. Dwayne, you do
I'm
talk
from
fast.
New York, I'm from New York. Everybody talk fast.
You'll say
all
some
right,
stuff.
So you
you'll,
talk say, fast.
You'll say some stuff that, like, legit nobody understood, but because and I've been around you, you know what you're saying. So I'll be like, yeah, okay. Like, one time I typed in Among Us, and it was all gibberish, and I read it completely perfectly, and everybody was like,
no, I think that's on purpose. Like, I did it on purpose to see if people would understand what I'm saying. I was like, I'm going to type this on purpose.
And I read it completely like nothing was wrong. And so everybody was like in my chat, like, how did she do that? I'm like, I know what you're saying.
How did she do that? I've been around long enough. I got it. I know.
So what do you think your power would be, Jess?
I feel like mine would be one or two things. Okay, one, probably psychic powers, because I swear I'd be calling shit and it happens. And it's just, and not just in video games, we but do, like people too. Like, I'll sense a vibe with somebody. I'll be like, I'm feeling a certain something with this person that's telling me to stay away. And then later it turns out to be right. And I'm like, that's why. So either
get some
that.
Stock then. I'm gonna need you to get into stock then. As I call you, what you think about? What you buying?
Right? She'd be like,
tell me.
GameStop's amounts are going to rise.
The government gonna snatch your ass up.
You'd be like, Jess's channel.
I feel like it'll either be that or, like, food powers, honestly. I feel like I don't want food powers, but I feel like it would, like, because I'm always eating something. So, like, I feel like that's what I would get.
Look at the flick of her
food,
wrist.
Wait, food how? Like, you'd be able to.
I don't know. Like, I don't know. I honestly don't know. Yeah, something related with food. Like, you eat the food and then you get certain powers. Like, you eat it, you get super strength. Or,
you turn into a fly.
Like
that cake power.
Yeah, like in Black Clover, like how Charmy, she has, like, her little, like, cotton powers. Her food gives people magic and stuff. Like, I feel like it'll do that. Like, I don't know.
Hey, comfort you and shit.
Yeah, like, comfort. Like, I don't know.
What about you, Kay?
I would have to go with either a walking lie detector.
What? You cap. Super cap.
Right? We'll be like, okay, did he tell you?
I don't know. Like, I just have a sense of, like, people's, like, vibes and energy. So, like, it's like weird. So like I usually, you know, not being biased, but like I just call stuff like how I see it sometimes, and like a lot of times I'll be right, and I'll be like, I'm always that person that don't follow through my first thought, and like I get called up with I second guess, like, oh, it couldn't be that bad, and then like I'll be right the first initial time. Girl, other one, yeah,
girl, I know it, girl.
My other one would probably be like a huge visionary, like something like being able to like create like crazy art just like with a snap of my finger or something, because like I'm very creative. So
okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, what about you, D?
Negotiator. I'll be.
Oh God.
Negotiator. S tier negotiator. I have the power to negotiate some shit, and it just make it seem simple. Like, you're right. I'm like, nobody love you. Die. Kill yourself. And like, all right.
Just do this. Oh dear.
He'll be like that person if you see an Umbrella Academy.
I'm
gonna
say, yup, my girl. I'm gonna say that, yup.
And I heard a rumor.
You heard a rumor.
Yeah. I heard a rumor. Yeah. I'm like, I heard a rumor. Like, you killed yourself.
I'm gonna do it for you.
Right. Like, I heard a rumor.
You hear that?
Right. Nah, her power OP though. Yeah, that's OP.
Yeah, when she watched the child, like, yeah, his power is hella OP.
Yeah, I have to. That girl. I have to watch the second season. I've seen the whole first season.
I haven't watched none.
I started a little bit of the second season.
Oh my god!
Oh yeah, you guys are gonna be mad at me, but I finally finished Lovecraft Country, and my gosh,
oh my gosh.
Three. It took me a while. I won't say anything about the ending, but my gosh, I sat there. I was like, oh. My husband, he literally just stood there because he watched it a long time ago. But he stood there and just was looking at me as I was reacting to like.
So like, was that like a good what the F or like a?
No, it's a good, but it's like
it's a good.
It's like,
but it's a what the F. It is a F. It is a what the F series.
That series is a
what the F.
Like a lot of F.
It was one episode. Charlie, you be sitting there the whole time, like, what the F? What is this? This doesn't.
Yeah.
You gonna be like, what the hell is this?
There's a lot of episodes like that in that show. There's a lot of episodes.
Right. It was. Yeah, I don't know why I stopped watching. Because me and my girl, I think we was watching episode 3 when the first time I started watching it. But like, I don't know. I just fall asleep on like it. Legit took me like a week to finish a movie, but like. I just fell asleep, and at that point, I just never went back to it. I was like, I need to start it back, because it was good.
Yeah, it's a really, really good show. There was one episode that really scared me, and so it took me a while to get back to it.
Oh,
and
my God.
I won't say anything, but, you know, it's one of the episodes with one of the girls, so when that happened, I was like, okay, it hurt me, because a lot of the things, I will say this, that's very beautiful about the show, is how beautifully intertwined it is into actual historical moments and things. So some of it was a little too real for me, you know, and some of it was triggering. And so the episode with the little girl, I won't say anything, but in that episode, I was very triggered. And so I needed some time to get back to the show.
What episode? I saw a clip someone posted on like Twitter or something, but it looked hella creepy, but dope. But I guess I don't know if it was a girl smiling. It looks like, you see that, and this everybody else can see, but it's a girl had like these crazy hair.
That's the episode.
When I saw that, I said, I need to get back into this. That was so creepy.
The way it was
put together so good. Yeah, I mean, that is creepy.
But it's like that whole episode will make you angry and sad and scared all in once. That's a lot of emotions to feel.
Scare.
Bro.
I want the scare.
The thing with the episode,
I would like the scare, please.
The thing with the episode, though, like it did, like it was like very. I don't know. It got like a lot of emotions out. But like when I look at it, like me and Dwayne watch a lot of like scary stuff all the time. So like when I saw the little girls, like, you know, like doing their stuff, I was like, yo, low key, they getting it. Like they were dancing.
They were dancing. Yeah, there was like, one girl who was like,
I was like, damn.
This just like they getting it. I'm like, they over there, like, just crying. I'm like, hey, go get it. Like, it wasn't even scary to me.
I was laughing the whole time. Yeah, I was laughing the whole time. I was just like, man.
I was like, they killing that.
Me, I was like, oh, that is so good. But see, that's why I love the show Evil, man, because it was so
good. Evil was great. No funny moment.
My guy George used to come. Oh, I used to love him, bro.
Bruh.
Evil,
God.
Yeah, it has Luke Cage.
I saw the first episode. Okay, don't say. I saw the first episode. I didn't see.
I ain't gonna say nothing, but just when you meet.
I told Charlie, but I was like, bro, it's no heat. Yo, I was like, it's heat. Straight up.
And I had one, man, when George come, I fell in love with the show. Because I was like, He's legit like what I love about
Gary.
That whole series got you second guessing. He just talked to you like normal. Like, oh, this.
I know.
Yes.
I was like, ooh.
I love.
I'm writing like down him. The show Evil because I was gonna write down just Evil so I can remember it. But I'm like, that will scare me if I forget and then look at a paper and it just says Evil on it.
Just say Evil. They didn't put like Luke Cage beside it.
Right? Selena, she said it was too scary. Like Selena stopped watching. She don't like horror. Only thing horror she like.
Whoa! It's too scary. That's she stopped.
But she don't like horror. Only thing horror related she will ever watch is we watched Sabrina, but she loved Supernatural.
That's not even horror.
Sabrina, that's legit demonic. I couldn't.
That is light.
Sabrina light as hell.
Oh my god. That's what I said. But that's her level. Like she don't like anything horror. So when she tried to watch Evil, she was like after that, George Hank, she couldn't do it anymore. She's like, I'm done.
Yeah.
But she loves Supernatural though. Like she'll watch the not on Supernatural.
Supernatural is light too though.
But see,
not the first five seasons. Because the first five seasons was scary.
Right. I'm not gonna lie. Like when I watch movies, like I'd be like, that's the monster. That don't look that scary. But I'm not gonna lie. Supernatural, their monsters legit look good. Like that looks scary. Mm-hmm. Like that look good. Like for a show, they do their monsters good. Like
did y'all see the Scooby Doo episode?
Yo, I saw that one. I like that one.
Oh my god. That Scooby episode was hilarious, bro.
I like
that.
I never watched Supernatural.
I saw the first, so for Supernatural, because I got into the show like season three, when season three was like live on TV, right? Was watching season three. So I rewatched season one and two, and then I was watching 3 to 6 when they were live. And at 5 was when it was supposed to end, because that's where how the writer wrote it. The creator wrote it to end at 5, and mad people were supposed to die, but then they all came back. And I was like, okay, that's kind of cheap.
Because the ratings were too high.
CW was like, nah, we keeping. That's like around the time that Smallville, all those actors were like, deuces, I'm leaving because I don't want to do this issue anymore. And CW would not cancel a show. So
you know that's where my daughter name come from, right, Christine?
Yes, I know. I know. Show. Okay, that is from that show. No. Listen, the line he said when he had the hand, and he's like, "That's where I raised you from perdition." Cassiel is that like he is. All right, we're not going to talk about Supernatural right now, but that I love freaking Cassiel is one of my favorite characters. But yes, anyways, back to WandaVision, the show we're doing this, right?
We need to talk about it.
Okay. So WandaVision, okay, episode 4, not in living color. We interrupt this program. That's the name of the episode, which awesome title, okay?
Mm-hmm, for sure. Mm-hmm.
I'll just start with the pros and the cons, all right? Con, y'all know my con.
Yep.
It's just short as heck. This was not one of the sitcom episodes. There's no reason why it was only 20. Actually, it's a little less than 28 minutes. When it ended, I didn't watch the 6 minutes of freaking credits. 6 minutes of credits.
I did.
I was like, what the heck?
That threw me off.
Oh my god.
They made me think that it was going to be a cutscene in the end. Right. We like skipping through and it's nothing there.
It was like
that's BS though.
4 or 5 minutes or 6 minutes, whatever. It was too long.
Yeah, it was too long.
I'm like, who the hell helped with this episode?
Is there really that many people that helped with this episode? That? Is that what you're telling me? There was that many?
It might be more because before they're doing like a sitcom setting. So now it looks like they had like more like movie quality, like because there was a lot more effects going on this one.
Oh, yeah.
This is the non-spoilery part. And then we're going to bust the horns for the spoilery part so that you guys can, you know, leave or stay depending on that part. But for me, like it was 20 when I stopped when it ended, right? When the credits start, and it was 28 minutes. And that's not including however long the recap. The beginning and the opening, you know, little thing that you see. I want to jump into the spoilers, but I'm not going to yet.
Let's jump in.
I guess we could just make it. Hold on. Y'all say how you'll like the episode, then we'll jump into spoilers. But I liked this episode. Con, it's too short. This is what I've been waiting for. The meat, the goods, you know, yes, of this. Yeah. I've been waiting for it. Thank you for finally giving it to me. But if the episodes were longer, I would have had this and I would have been this hyped already, you know? So that's me. All right. Charlie's checking out.
Charlie, up.
I'm not listening.
Go ahead and watch that WandaVision right now, man. Go ahead and watch the fourth episode, and you get recapped to the whole series. Legit, pretty much.
And you've been listening to us. We filled you in on all the others. So start now, episode four, and then you can continue. All
right.
But D, yeah,
for episode four is when you'll be like, oh, I don't have to deal with this sitcom. Because it's like the sitcom is fun because I used to watch it with my parents and stuff like that, mm-hmm. Leaving the Beaver, all that good stuff. And then when it finally went to the damn, out of that, what is that, 4-3 ratio to the damn widescreen ratio, I was like, yes!
Yes!
Yes! Finally! We got to figure out what the hell is going on!
Right?
And that's why I was like, all right. But it still was too short, like you said. That was my only con. It needs to be an hour long, damn it. You out of sitcom this episode.
Thank you.
Let's get an hour. 45 at least.
45. I was hoping it was going
to
be 45.
We can meet in the middle. 45.
Yes.
With 10 minutes of credit to make it.
There you go. Make it 10 minutes. Okay. Thank Jesus and everybody in his lineage. Okay. Go ahead, Jazz. What did you think?
Oh, I love the episode because it was confirming stuff that I had theories on. And then it is too short because the credits really blew me because I'm like, there got to be a cutscene with this. Something got to be there, and there was nothing there. So I was just like, oh, wow. But I like the episode. If they didn't have the 6-minute credits, I would give it a 10, but I'm giving it a 7 because of that, because that kind of blew me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I really enjoyed this episode. I really did. I honestly don't have anything bad to say other than, it was short. Credits was kind of bogus. Like, that's what they do and hit you with after you finish a movie at a theater.
Yes.
Yeah. And guess what?
It's been a credit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Yes. Right. Disappear.
Or they'll have the cutscene. That's the Marvel. That was like the Marvel trend. They had the cutscene. So you waited through that.
Marvel movies thanks to Marvel, a lot of people sit there and wait after credits.
After credits. Like, oh, we do.
Nothing happened. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Every Marvel
movie, clarity
I
this episode.
To the screen
a lot of clarity.
A lot of clarity. Yeah.
Do y'all feel disrespected when you see them regular? You just saw the regular
casuals,
fans.
You see the casuals just leave.
The casuals leave.
They not real. Let them leave.
Let them go because then there's less people in the parking lot when I'm trying to leave. Less people to wade through to get to my car. Let them go. I'll be like somebody like, this. Oh, shh, don't say anything. Let them go. All right. But yes. All right. So we're going to jump into the spoiler part. That's our non-spoiler part. We liked it. It was too short. That's basically what we had to say. So go ahead. Bust some horns. Spoiler.
Spoiler alert.
You have been warned. Okay. All right. This opening was
everything.
Everything. If they had started the show, I mean, obviously they couldn't start the show with this, but let's say they had worked this in episode 1 or 2, I would have been so hyped from gate about this show.
Yeah.
Because for me, in my Marvel journey, I've been from MCU journey. From the beginning, I've watched everything that they've come out with MCU wise, right? And so when it came to Infinity War and Endgame, my heart was my emotions, everything is invested in, and I thought they're such beautiful movies. So to have that tie-in at the beginning of the episode, because at first I was like, what's going on? I was like, what's happening? And then when I saw her like walking through and everybody was kind of like rematerialized, I was like, oh my goodness, oh my goodness. Because he watched it, because I was out shopping, y'all know, on Friday. I was getting stuff. Yeah. Getting stuff for my setup and everything. And he had watched it when I was out. And when I came home, he was just like, he would watch it and just look at me to see. It's like a live react. Instead of, it's TV shows we don't react to on shows, but or on online, but he gets to watch it before me and then see how I react to what I'm seeing. So that moment I was like, oh my goodness. I was like, oh. And then just like this, waiting and watching as everybody was rematerializing. And then the nurse or doctor was talking to Monica. You start with Monica at the beginning, and you learn about what happened to her mom, which you met Monica and her mom
in Maria,
Captain Marvel. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, which is the part for me that was kind of sad, was that I loved the mom in Captain Marvel. So I wanted more time with her, So to learn that she died was kind of like, oh crap, we won't get any time with that character that I really liked in Captain Marvel. But to like that opening was just like everything for me. I thought the episode was super freaking good, had a lot of meat. I liked how it was tying in all of the things that you saw where it was like breaking into her sitcom reality, and you saw the explanation, like the guy with the beekeeper thing, where it was just one of the guys that they were like, hey, go underground and see what's going on. And his tether broke, and it turned into a jump rope, which I thought was kind of cool. You got the answer about the drone going in, and then it landing in her yard and looking like the old school sword drone, which is the red and gold, red and gold, or red or yellow.
Red and, whatever.
Red and gold, something like that.
Then we see the radio scene, and I was like, okay, yes, I like all these tie-ins. I like all these tie-ins. What about you guys? We'll start with Kay. What did you? What are your spoilery?
It was really exciting. Like, you basically covering pretty much like everything that I was just like looking at and paying attention to. Like, okay, oh, that makes sense. That when the drones, they were using that, they were using that to spy on her and figure out what was going on in there. What I guess I'm gonna just jump straight to it. Like, the end for me was just like, yes, to find out that she was completely in control of like everything that was going on in there. I'm like, okay, so this a lot of our theories is like kind of like tying it together, making sense, but like I still have questions, and I'm still like, okay, even though she's in control, like, who's going to intervene and, like, you know, interrupt this?
I got
like,
you.
We don't.
Jazz.
Like, it's so much going on.
What about you?
Oh, I loved it. You know, I'm a conspiracy theorist. So I was sitting there, like, thinking of all different things. And I saw it. I was like, I knew it. I knew that she was in control of that thing. And then the thing that I liked was when they showed Agent Wu, like, trying to write down, like, all the questions that basically the audience had, like, on the whiteboard. Like, who's doing this? And who's trapped in there? And is she controlling it? And things like that. And then, like, they started to put, like, from watching the sitcom, they were trying to match up the faces from who they're seeing and confirm what their names are. Now, I saw people have theories on that as well. And my theory is that Dottie or Ralph, it got to be either Dottie or Ralph that is Mephisto, because on the wall, they showed, if you saw like and looked at all the passports and everything, it showed even Agnes's picture was up there, because some people were thinking that, you know, Agnes was like Mephisto or something like that, but her picture was up there. But then when they showed Dottie on the screen for the sitcom, they didn't have her photo on the wall. They never confirmed who she was or anything like that. So I'm thinking, okay, Dottie got to be Mephisto, or got to be Ralph, who we've never seen, which is Agnes's husband. That got to be Mephisto. It got to be one of them two.
The thing with Agnes, though, they never ID that. Like, they had her picture up there, but they didn't have like the ID beside it. And they never, like, they purposely cut when you see the screen, you don't see any ID, and they never say who she is, but they named Herb, they named, which made me confused about the previous episode when he had the in moment with Agnes. And then you saw the hearts, like who they are, who they really are. The other guy that runs the watch, you know, team at the library with Herb, you saw him. But what about you, Dwayne?
Oh, yeah, I agree with everything what Jazz said. Like, some of the stuff that we said was like spot on. Like, we finally get like, I was wrong about the helicopter, though. I was a little wrong. It was a drone, but it was close. It was close. It was close. But yeah. But we did talk about the hexagon shape, and come to find out the town is within the hexagon.
Okay.
So that's why we kept seeing the hexagon shape. And now we finally get an answer. Like, the town is encased in like a hexagon shape, which I found very interesting. And like you said, with the beekeeper, he was just had a regular hazmat suit. And then when he went to Wanda's vision or reality, pocket reality, he turned into a beekeeper. And it's just like so interesting. Now, I will talk about what's that dude now that, because, you know, Maria made sword. That's interesting. Mm-hmm. But the dude, you know how like Monica was, you know, walking into her mom's place and she can't even key card in.
That happened at the counter. I wanted her to slap him in the face. He was rude as hell.
Right. I was like, who are you talking to?
That's I'm like, so you have my here. Right.
What? I don't need a card.
You must
I don't
be
need
new.
A card.
You must be new.
Right. Yeah, but that's just so interesting, especially like, you know, the guy, I think that guy, I don't know his name. He's the acting director of Sword. And now that Monica's back, like, I don't think he wants to like, you know, give up that power. Plus, he was kind of smart a little bit, too. Because remember when Darcy was talking about the CMBR cosmic whatever barrier? He was like, yeah, he was like, oh, yeah, that dates back to the Big Bang. I'm like, no, you know that. What? And then, oh, let's not talk about the guy that Wu was looking for. You know, he was looking for a missing witness.
Right.
And I'm like, and he got the little card trick now? Right. I saw Twitter. They were talking about how Scott Lang saw told him the card trick and Ant-Man, and now he knows how to do the card trick, and he was giving it to Monica. So those little Easter eggs in there. I like it. I like the episode a lot. Had a lot of goodness.
Who do you think he's looking for? Or do you think that was a real thing?
It might be. He might be looking for Ralph. Hot take.
Maybe.
He might be looking for Ralph. And that might be the missing guy that's missing in the puzzle. And, you know, and I felt like he really didn't care about Monica, but since she's captain, you know, he sent her off over there. He might know what's going on over there because, you know, the sheriff was like, there ain't no such thing as Westview here. It's Eastview.
Right.
And it's just like, it's like there's a lot of still mysteries left.
So I think there's something up with Wu. I think there's something up with Wu.
Oh, really?
You think something's up with Wu?
I do. Because when she said, did you ever go in there? He's like, no. There's just this feeling that we're not supposed to go. You're an FBI agent. You are looking for somebody. From where you're standing, the road looks clear. And you aren't like, let me walk in there or let me call my director and have a team because we can't find anything. I'm trying to go in. He did not attempt to go in. He just said it feels like we're not supposed to go in there. That's a very peculiar thing for an FBI agent to say. Like, and then he never tried. He never tried to go in. And it was when she went in, that's when he's like, okay, that's when he's like, let me call people, you know, because she's missing. So something's up with him. Plus, when they were like talking about all the different organizations that are there, because all these organizations are coming together, you know, to find out what's going on with this situation, what's going on. And I get that they would have him kind of talking and stuff like that, you know, because he was one of the first people because his person's missing, which also he never said who his missing person was, which I thought was peculiar. They're IDing people, but you never say like, oh, is my guy blank there? Because that's my missing person. He never went in. He felt like he wasn't supposed to go in. That was peculiar. And then they have him like kind of taking charge or taking post. And as far as leagues of like, you know, jurisdiction, you know, FBI is not at the top. They're not at the bottom, but they're not at the top where Sword is coming in and letting FBI still take lead on like, you know, a group of people or something like that. So I feel like something's up with Wu. The other thing is from the first episode, when you guys were saying how you did research and you saw a spoiler of a person's name or whatever, Hubby looked it up, right? So,
oh, no.
So, I think, you know, without spoiling, my goodness, that word is
hard. Oh, yeah, he looked it up. Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
Yeah, so there's somebody from one of the other movies that is going to be in this. So a theory I have is that when Wu said that none of these other people have ever heard of this guy now, that is a way for them to introduce that, hey, this character looked one way before, but now is different, you know, kind of putting in that reality shift since he is not from this side of the Marvel MCU.
Oh,
movies.
Yeah, you definitely know him.
I don't know. We're going to have to wait.
So that's
I still don't want to say it because I don't want to spoil it for
nobody. Right.
I'm not saying a thing.
But the way you explained it, I'm like, oh, yeah, he saw it.
Yeah. So I think that could be a way to, that line could be a leeway to like, hey, we'll have other people that, you know, type of. I don't want to spoil it. I'm trying not to say it to spoil. But yeah, other people involved. I really like this episode. I think next episode they're probably. Oh, wait. I didn't see the trailer, the sneak peek. I'm not watching them. I'm going to watch the...
Oh.
Yeah. I was like, oh, let me see your guys' thing. So I started your video and you guys were like, oh, the sneak peek for episode 5. And I was like, oh, yeah, episode 5. I just watched that. And I was like, wait a minute. No, no, no. I watched 4. I'm like, no. I backed out.
So, but the sneak peek looks like it's more of a sneak peek for, like, to me, I thought it was a sneak peek of what's going to go down the rest of the season. Because what they showed, I'm like, I don't think they're going to show it. And they've been having 30-minute episodes. So I'm like, unless y'all going to make it 2 hours, I don't think all this is going to happen within.
Do they have the times listed for their other episodes? Like the length, the duration?
No.
Oh.
I mean, if they did, we'd be prepared for it. Like, we know that it would be like 30 minutes.
It's like frustrating. Like the aspect of, hey, we're gonna have these, when they proposed Disney Plus like years ago, right, at Star Wars Celebration. They were like, oh, we're gonna have all these. We're gonna have a Mandalorian series. There's gonna be these Marvel series, and they're gonna have a movie budget because they're selling to adults. They're trying to sell adults on buying Disney Plus, right? They're not selling to the kids. But when we got this ish, like, we're paying for you're like, oh, movie budget for 30 minutes though? 30 freaking minutes. Like, I get why they had to press the whole movie budget, because I don't know if you guys ever watched S.H.I.E.L.D. or any ABC show. Disney, who owns ABC, they don't put a lot of money in their shows. They put it all into the movies. So that's why they proposed it. But for 30 minutes, shout out to Eric in the chat that he mentioned a very heartbreaking moment. Vision's face. When you saw
the jump scare?
Yes.
The Vision jump scare.
Yes.
Oh, I have a theory on this.
That's after she did the power and you see it. I, like, even as I'm talking about it, it hurts my heart, like, to see that. Because that part in the movie, I rewatched Infinity War last weekend after we did this. And that, seeing that moment where he, like, falls over after
after they do him dirty twice. Yeah. But... me and Dwayne talked about it in our little, like, review, because, like, we had a review of, like, the last episode in that same one that you didn't watch with the sneak peek. Okay. But we talked about it. But my theory is that Vision is there, but what we saw, like, as the dead body is, like, what is actually happening. Oh, and I feel like she's using his body as a puppet.
I think so too.
So she's just like parading his lifeless body around to go do stuff, and that might be the reason why the whole, like, when the twins, like, she got pregnant and stuff, they never showed, like, Vision, you know, doing it with her, because
pause. Yeah, they did it. Remember they put the sheets up?
Oh, wait, they did.
He said, I'm gonna put you to bed. Right.
I forgot about that part. Yeah, but, like, I think that was her, like, imagining, like, okay, because I did this with the dead body, now I have the baby.
No.
So I think that she's parading his dead body around, and that's making me think, like, okay, is anybody else dead in this town? Is anybody else dead? Like, are they all dead puppets? Like,
that would be good, but dead? I don't think Disney's gonna do that.
It's confirmed that they didn't do that, because they identified the people that were also, like I said, in New Jersey.
Vision's head, that part was scary. I'm happy we did see her power, we did see the switch, and then at that moment hubby looked and he's like, oh, this is crazy. Like, he was like, oh yeah, she crazy. I hope that, okay, so in the sneak peek you saw, you think it's the season, not the episode, and is it gonna be more of this, or are we going back to sitcom?
It's gonna be, I'll say it's both, because, like, they also had her sitting in a setting where it was a sitcom, but it was like a modern sitcom, like, you know, like Modern Family. Like, it was like funny. That it was like she was talking to the camera and stuff like that, so and it shows, like, somebody, you know, coming, well,
This kind of, so I do feel like it is one of the things we were talking about, since we have realized that these are actual people that are alive, that lived in this neighborhood that she took over, that they are kind of coming in and out of reality and her reality, that that's where the fidelity and their memory of what's happening, or, you know, there's, like, glitches in what they're doing. Oh, the other cool thing that I liked was that when you were watching the sitcom, you saw when she was like, no, and did the rewind. You saw when Vision said what he said, and then it cut, you know? You saw when she was saying what she was saying to Geraldine. But like in the show, or when Dottie broke the glass, the radio thing, you saw that. But when you see, what's her name? Something Jennings is her, Kat Jennings is her real name, I believe, or Dennings. But she's the girl from Thor, the chick from Thor.
Darcy.
Yeah. Yes, Darcy. Yes, yeah. When she's watching, she's like, what just happened? And they're like, what happened? And she's like, I don't know. It just cut. I like that you saw her watch it as a TV show, the edited version, right? Mm-hmm. But we know from the past episodes what really went down. So I'm excited.
Who's editing it? Who's editing it, though?
She That's what I'm trying to figure out. She has to be the one doing it. She's in full control. I thought it was
Mephisto editing it. God damn. Mephisto. I keep saying Mephisto. Mephisto editing it. That's what I think.
You think she's editing it herself, Wanda?
I think he's editing it.
I think Wanda's editing it.
I
think it's
who?
Those moments.
Who? But who is it intended for?
I think it's one of those situations where somebody is so hurt and like in grief that they lose like bearings on reality, where they're like, mm-hmm. if something kind of no, come on, no, these are all mine. That's like what I think. Like, this is the version of that for her. Like, when you see Vision, and from what you guys are saying, that you think that that's his body, that actually makes sense. That could be his body. And when she had that scream, she's like, no, everything's okay. Like, if you were to mm-hmm. see her inner person moving, like if you could see her hell dimension person, they would just be rocking back and forth. And so I think she's editing it to like, oh no, this isn't what's happening. This is what's happening, to kind of rewrite mm-hmm. that in her mind.
Another reason mm-hmm. why I think she's in full control is because when she yeeted Monica out, they mm-hmm. show the perspective of her like, no, you're not supposed to be here. And mm-hmm. she like,
mm-hmm. yeah.
Mm-hmm. She went through what, like, yeah, mm-hmm. but like she's going through buildings and then she reconstructs everything.
How she survived?
Like nothing. Yeah.
That's the another thing. You guys think she got powers? Think she has powers at this point?
I think she's very powerful at this point. Because, like, mm-hmm. Monica, when she went in, she still had her uniform on. But when she got spitted out, she had on
the 70s clothes.
She had the afro and, like, the 70s clothes that she had on when she was in there, but it was, like, all in color and everything. So that's mm-hmm. not how she entered, but that's how mm-hmm. she left. Mm-hmm. So she
that's letting the audience know that, listen, that jump rope and her clothes let us know that her reality could literally change our reality.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Like what's happening there will happen.
Could happen out there if it comes out here.
If it comes out from in there, it's gonna stay how it was, like how it was in there when mm-hmm. it comes out.
So I'm looking forward to the rest of the season. Disney, please stop robbing us and make the episodes longer. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's my biggest complaint.
They gonna keep doing it. What?
Haters. My rating as I told Dwayne, is for this episode, a 9. I'll give it a 9. 8.5 or a 9.
That's
this is what I've been waiting for. Massive improvement. Yeah, I'm 5s and 3. Yeah, I did say 3 and then 5 was my forgiveness. But yes, a 9 this episode. Starting at the beginning is how they really got me, because Infinity War is my ish. That movie is not just a great movie for the Marvel Cinematic Universe. It is literally a great cinematic piece to watch as someone who like wants to be a filmmaker. The things that they did in that movie were absolutely amazing. So they got me in my heart. So I'm going to give them a 9. Okay. All right. 9 Wandas. Let's see if they'll keep it up. Disney, come on now. My goodness. Actually, I'm going to shoot it to 8.5 because that's 6-minute credit scene. 8.5, okay?
Right? Just keeps getting lower.
By the time we end, it's a 7.
Eight kills the recap.
It's a 7. So, Charlie, what's your rating?
I definitely have to say, after watching that episode, I definitely felt like, you know, this... You know I watched it.
I'm mad that he continued the sentence
So while y'all talking, after I watched the episode. And damn, them credits were amazing.
Right?
That 6-minute credit was fucking fantastic. Amazing. So I give it a 10 out of 10.
So, Kay, what's your rating?
I give it a 9 this time. I really enjoyed this episode.
All right. Jazz?
I'm gonna give it 7 because them credits made me think.
I'm higher than Jazz. What?
No, I would have gave it a 10 if they didn't do the credits like that. Like if they would have had a end scene at that I thought it was gonna be, and not, you know, or give us more show if you're gonna do that. Like give us more show and then add the credits on the end. It could be like 40 minutes.
That's it. All right, so that puts me down at an 8, and we're at an 8 now.
You keep dropping.
No, actually, because
you want to be at a 6 by the time you wrap this up.
No, where eight. I won't go any lower than an eight. I really love the beginning. I really love the episode a lot. Dwayne.
Yeah, I give it a 9. I agree with Kay. It was a 9. At least give it a sneak peek. Like, we saw the sneak peek online, but why not just give us a sneak peek?
That's what the 6 minutes should have been.
The episode. Right. Mm-hmm. I don't know why can't we get it both ways? I don't know though
that at the end of the episode, or at least at the end of the series, every time that you finish the episode, it refers you back to Age of Ultron.
Yes, yeah. I noticed that.
It shows you that, like, just in case you don't know what's going on here, you might want to watch that movie.
Nudge.
Yeah.
Right.
So, yeah. 7.5, Christine, or are you
still in there? I'm a 6. No, I'll stick with 8.5. The 8 was a joke. 8.5 is my. Okay. That 6 minutes was like legit. I'm legit insulted.
Did you fast forward or did you watch it?
No, he watched it and he's like, there's nothing there. I was like, believe it on, let's play. So we were just talking while it was playing and muted, and there legit is nothing. While he was asking me what I thought about the episode. Yeah.
I said, as soon as I seen the credits, I was like, oh, click right off.
me and Josh fast forward past it. Yeah, we was like, let's just check. This is a lot. This is a lot after.
Yeah. I was like, there has to be something.
There has to be a nugget or something or a picture. Oh, I meant to also tell you guys, did you guys hear the Jimi Hendrix song at the end credits?
Mm-hmm.
It's called Voodoo Child.
Oh, yes. Yes. And that's what she was doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, at the end of the episode, and mm-hmm. you know, yeah, I was like, that's an interesting song that they played, because I was like, this kind of, I like this song, who this by? So he Shazammed it, and it was Jimi Hendrix, Voodoo Child. I was like, Voodoo Child, they even got Easter eggs in the credits, and I'm like, wow, that's very 6 minute
credits, they better give us something, okay.
Yeah, they better give us something, so.
But yes, we enjoyed the episode, even Charlie. Hopefully mm-hmm. in the next podcast episode.
You know how active I was when we was talking about it.
Right? He was good. How are them tacos, Charlie? How are them tacos?
I don't know what you're talking about.
How many tacos out of tacos would you give that? 9 tacos out of 10?
I'd definitely get that 9.5.
Okay, you know. 9.5. Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't a cilantro, so I gave it a 10, but.
Okay. Yeah, it takes the points off for no cilantro.
So we're going to end the episode here. We had quite a lot to talk about today. But let us know your thoughts. Make sure you check us out on Anchor. You can leave voice messages. I've been forgetting to mention that these past like 5 episodes we've been doing. But
oh yeah, I was like, what happened to that? I used to like answering.
Yeah, you can leave. Yeah, if you go to anchor.fm / party chat podcast, I believe. Actually, check the link in the description box below because I don't remember what it is. But you can leave voice messages and we can listen to them on air. Please make sure they're relatable. Don't ask nobody to play no games. No react suggestions. You can't be blocked, right. But I wish I could. No react suggestions. Talk about what we are talking about here, and we'll incorporate them in the next few episodes. Also, hit us up on our socials. Charlie, where can they find you?
Hey, Charlie.
Hey, yes. Charlie.
Yes. That's it. It's Charlie everywhere.
Dwayne, where can they find you?
Yeah, hey, Dwayne. I mean, Dwayne King. With a Y instead of I.
Kay, where can they find you?
_ Lady Kaylee. Oh,
I thought you were going to say, hey, Kay.
I almost did.
Jazz, where can they find you?
_ Jazzy Guns everywhere. The YouTube Jazzy Guns.
And you can find me at iChristine. We definitely support, or thank you guys for the support. We hit 1,000 subscribers on the YouTube channel. I'm really excited. Yes. I'm excited for this journey that we've been taking and diving into gaming and the show, you know, as well. I've been loving this. But yes, thank you guys so much for your support. Follow us on Twitter and we're out.
You have left the party chat.